Tina.
Oh, hey, I'm not sure if we got cut off or, yeah, the phone.
I don't know. I pulled out my credit card, got back, and started talking, and
you
rang through again. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, you ready?
That's why I called back. I didn't want you to think that I hung up on you or anything, so I thought I'd call back.
Okay. I'm in a bad
spot.
So let's get this done before it happens again.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, Visa 401-388-0267-9407. It expires 07/26.
Okay.
Do you need the back?
And the code?
772.
Yes, 772. And then is it still the Shally Circle West address for the billing on this card?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I did get everything. Yeah. So let me give it a whirl and then you should be good to go. Yep. It worked. And so what I'm doing right now is for future billings, I'm setting those up on the 25th of each month. So starting in September, your billing will always be on the 25th. And then I found the number to Bird Eye. Do you want, do you have something to write with? I could give it to you.
Yeah, I got it. I got something. Go ahead.
Got it. Okay.
Go ahead.
So it's 1-800-561-3357. And I want to give you a little heads up on something. Is that if there's companies calling you saying, oh, we found these one-star rating and it's going to hurt you, sometimes those are scam companies just trying to get you to spend more money with them. So just know that being on a directory like Bird Eye that nobody's ever heard of and having a one-star rating on there, it shouldn't be relevant to you whatsoever, because I've never heard anybody say, let's look this up on Bird Eye. You know, I don't even know what kind
of
directory that. Right. So what I would say is if people are calling you and scaring you and saying, hey, you have this one star rating and you have to spend more money or whatever they're saying, I would just say, look, Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to them. Obviously, they're not going to call us if they're a scam company. Right. But the reason I say that is it'll at least defer all that nonsense away from you so you don't have to really spend a lot of time on it. Right.
Okay.
So that's number one.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. So secondly is that on Google, when someone does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So it is very pertinent for you to work on getting some five-star ratings on Google as soon as possible. So we've sent you this tool before. I'll send it to you again. And it's hyperlinked to your Google listing. So, you know, you can copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because it's so simple and just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it.
Okay. I've had people ask me, how do I give you a good rating? I will refer you to anybody. I've had one that I'm just finishing up today, and she says, Greg, please send me some way of giving you, you know, some kind of. She says,
"Wow,
awesome.
Really?
And
just
said,
wow,
no,
just
no,
today
I
that happened."
I have a lot of that.
Wow,
I have a lot of
awesome.
That. My problem is, I'm not computer or social media savvy, and consequently, typically in a relationship, your wife is savvy and you're not, or vice versa. That's typical.
Yes.
One's good, one's not. Well, unfortunately for me, we're both bad. So,
you're funny.
She has friends that'll help me, but I have, I actually have an employee that he is just awesome on that. So he said he would sit down and help me if I would loan him my trailer every once in a while. So that's how I'm going to get some of these leads in. I have names and numbers. So being a one-man show, I'm out in the field, and I don't apply enough time to getting this done. I've never had to. It's always been referrals. I've never had to. Everything's been my sister's doing this. I got a friend that's doing that. Could you call them up? And I've never looked for work. I'm doing this because of social media. Catherine seemed to be the way to go. She was just a sweetheart, and so
she is a sweetheart. She really is.
She's really patient. She's really tried to help me. So I want to make this go through and, I want to make this happen. So I will call and get back to you. Sorry about the credit card thing. I changed accounts because
that's
of
okay,
the
Greg. No problem. No problem. So,
Bird Eye. What do I tell Bird Eye?
I would just tell them that, hey, you know, I am a business owner. Just tell them I'm a business owner, and it's come to my attention that there's 2 bad reviews on your directory from 7 and 6 years ago, and I don't recall ever signing up for this. So how do we get into that to delete it, you know? How do we fix it, you know? And then they'll be able to tell you if there's a way to get those reviews off, you know? So, yeah, definitely contact them. And then I already sent you that email. So if your employee that's going to help you wants to make
it
simple, you can just forward that email to him, and then all the instructions are in there to help you get reviews. And, of course, if you're with him and you'd rather have us walk you through it, then just call us when you do have the chance.
I won't need to do that. I won't take up your time with that. But if I do have a problem, I will call you back. Do you have an extension?
Thank you. Yes, my extension is 777. So anytime you call in.
How'd you get that?
Yeah.
You must be a last name must be Google.
No, you know what's funny is I've been with the company for 14 years, and the first 2 times I requested that extension, they said, oh, you can't have it. Someone else has it. And then the third time they redid our whole phone system, and I asked for it again, and the third time I was able to get it.
That's a charm. Good for you.
Yeah, my
Good
persistence you. Paid off. Yep. So now you have my extension. If you need anything, call me, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks,
Steve. Okay, sounds perfect.
All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, I have to get off.